Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Saunders for three to answer. Yes! Richie!
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Dallin with one, three-pointer, got it! Dallin Hall!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. And for the first time in the 2024-25 BYU men's basketball season, welcome inside the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, for the first on-court look at one of the most anticipated and intriguing BYU basketball lineups ever. A new head coach, an entirely new staff will this season work with 16 players, eight of whom are new, with most of the newcomers among the best recruits BYU's ever signed. Feels like we are in for a wild ride, and it starts tonight with the blue-white intra-squad game. I'm Greg Rubel, and I'll have your play-by-play call tonight, joined by my broadcast partner for the last 28 seasons now, the beloved former BYU hoopster Mark Durant. And Mark, what a difference 6 months can make.
Greg, I'm just going to go ahead and say that's the craziest 6 months we've ever seen, you and I can remember. What an amazing time. When Mark Pope left the program to go to Kentucky, I was Ron Burgundy. I was in a glass cage face of emotions. I thought BYU taken several steps backwards, but with Kevin Young and the staff he's brought in, with the players he's brought in, BYU's taken multiple steps, giant steps forward. Can't wait to see these guys on the floor tonight.
Well, we'll tip off just a couple of minutes away. Let's get a brief preview of what new head coach Kevin Young hopes to see from his guys tonight at the Marriott Center.
Building up on our chemistry. I think we've experimented with a lot from a tactical standpoint in camp. I think we're kind of finalizing the way we want things to look and feeling comfortable more there. So, you know, hopefully to see some carryover with, what we've kind of stamped off on. And then, we're still very much into an evaluation phase as it relates to, who plays well with who. I think that's probably the biggest thing that we're keeping an eye on.
What feels right now?
Just simplifying the coverages, defensively, just making sure guys feel like they're not overthinking out there. So we've kind of simplified our coverages. That feels right. That we've seen, growth with our guys when we've made things a little bit cleaner for them. That's been good. I think offensively, I like how we're playing. That feels right. And hopefully tonight, with a bit more expanded time, we're going to see a lot more of that offensive cohesion come together.
Okay. As for tonight, how do you plan to run the evening?
Yeah, so we're going to do kind of two separate games, so to speak. We'll do the first 20-minute half as kind of game one, where we've kind of have the team sort of split up somewhat evenly. I'm gonna observe that half. I'm gonna be up there with my chief of staff, Doug Stewart, right behind press row, just kind of taking notes and looking at it from a different vantage point. We have a lot of things kind of pre-scripted as far as how we want things to go on both sides of the floor. And the rotations as well, and then the kind of the second, and then we'll have a halftime so we can kind of work on our halftime routine, and then for the second game we're going to do a 12-minute game. It's a little tricky in terms of the lack of depth when you break it up into two teams. We don't want to overload our guys, and so those teams will be a little bit different, again with the idea of just looking at different combinations and putting guys in roles that we'd like to learn more about.
All right, look forward to seeing how it unfolds tonight, and we'll talk to you post-game. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Let's introduce you now to tonight's blue and white starting lineups. For the white, it'll be Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Mawut Magg, and Husseini Traore. And for the blues, it will be Yegor Demian, Trenton Nell, Cannon Catchings, Kaba Keita, and Trey Stewart. That's blue and white for the first half. They'll switch things around at halftime.
I'm excited, especially tonight. This is the first chance I'm really going to get to see to look at these guys. You're down here a lot. You see them practice. But I, along with a lot of the fans here in this building, are super excited to see guys like Kaba Keita and Cannon Catchings and Yegor Demian. And I mean, it's a Mawut Magg. I mean, this is a great – it's like opening your Christmas presents on Christmas morning.
going to throw Dallin Hall out there for the opening tap.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
And Kaba Kata, not surprisingly, wins the opening tap.
I don't think whoever you put against Kaba, he's going to win it.
All right, the Blues will possess in forecourt. A lob up and a throw down from Kaba Kata on the first play of the night.
Well, that seemed a little too easy, but maybe it is for him because that's what he does. He gets up higher than anyone you'll ever see before on this floor.
Ball knocked out of Dallin Hall's hands. Dawson Baker down low to Mowat Mag. Mag bobbles beneath the bucket, throws it up, and scores it with the foul. And we're 2-2 in the first 30 seconds.
Well, you're already seeing a big part of what's going to make this team special. And last year they had really talented inside guys like Foose. But now you have depth, and you can have injuries, you can have foul trouble, and still have that great depth inside.
Foul on Traore. We'll put Mag at the line. And Mowat converts for a three-point play. 3-2. The white lead the blue early at the Marriott Center. Yegor Damian in the front court right side for the Blues. Yegor will drive it down the lane, get right to the hoop, locked at the rim by Fusene Traore.
Foose says "Nyet" there and sends it back.
Dallin Hall takes a hip check on the baseline. He's bumped there by Cannon Catchings. The officials tonight, Chad Shepard, Lane Barney, and Matthew Rukison. And the new jersey number allowances this year, with the numerals higher than 5 allowed out there. Saw number 6 getting a foul call. Mowat Mag misses beneath the basket. The rebound to Yegor Damian. Down floor Stewart. Beneath the bucket to Catchings. Catching will wait. Go up and hammer it home. Cannon Catchings makes it 4-2.
Just in a simple play like that, you see the athleticism, be able to gather yourself off 2 feet right under the hoop and throw it down.
You said 4-2. It's 4-3 on the three-point play. Scoreboard's missing a point for the Whites. It's 4-3. And 4-3, Richie Saunders a little heavy from the right side. Rebound to Kaba Kata.
Just a little bit of that. I mean, still, you're in front of fans for the first time in a long time. You're going to be amped up.
Yegor driving kick. Corner 3, left side from Trevin Nell off the top of the backboard. It'll go to White. We're 90 seconds in. This blue-white basketball game is presented in part to you by All-Pro Capital. All-Pro Capital, put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Starting lineups tonight, we're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Mowat Mag will drive right to the hoop and roll it off the window up and in. 5-4, Whites over the blue, and all 5 scored by Mowat Mag.
Yeah, he's obviously a great defender. That's what he's known about, but 2 nice moves early on, able to take contact and finish.
5-4, Whites lead the blue. For the blue, Cannon Catchings on the left side. High to Trevin Nell. Down on 8 second shot clock for Yegor. Into a 3. Off the front rim. Rebound, Dallin Hall. Dallin forecourt right. Bounce high to Foose. The handoff to Hall. For 3, right side. A little long on it. Offensive rebound, Traore. He misses on the stick back. And out of bounds off of White. It'll be blue ball. 17-22 to go till halftime. 20-minute first half and a 12-minute second half game, if you will. Coach Kevin Young is right behind Mark Durant's left shoulder, observing this from behind us, and then he'll take a coaching role after halftime. Yegor runs a point to forecourt right side. And seeing a man that size run the point is a luxury, is it not? Three-pointer missed by Cannon on the left side. Rebound Foose.
Yeah, that's what really makes him special, and everybody talking about lottery pick because he does have those skills with his size.
Dawson Baker up top. Baker, the UC Irvine transfer, limited to 4 games due to injury last year. Richie for 3, left side. And that's tonight's first Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Trey Stewart, 3-pointer, right corner to answer. Back rim, rebound. Kaba Kata on the offensive reset. Hands out to Catchings. Mid-range jumper off the bounce. Misses short. And a loose ball foul. It's on Trey Stewart to hit the deck. It'll be White ball out of bounds. 16:31 to go till halftime.
That's a nice three by Richie. I want to see him really be a three-point threat this year. You saw it at times in games last year. He needs to step up, and I think he can fill that Jackson Robinson role and just be a real threat from anywhere beyond the arc, and that one looked nice.
Dallenhall runs a point for the Whites. The Whites going right to left and blue left to right as we see it and you hear it on the BYU radio app tonight. Hussein Traore is give and go. Is intercepted by Keita. Deflects to Nell. Nell down floor. His pass is into the hands of Hussein Traore, who steals it right back. There's Nell from Foose. And Trevin misses the three. Stick back by Keita. No good. And Dawson Baker the other way after this end-to-end action. A foul out front by Ketchings on Baker. With the score 8-4, White leading blue. And at 16 minutes to go here in the first half, we'll take a timeout. This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball is brought to you in part by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage, we help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Early on, 4 minutes in, the White lead the Blue by a score of 8-4. Mawut Mag with 5, Richie Saunders with 3 on a 3. And for the Blues, 2 for Kanan Ketchings and 2 for Kaba Keita, getting used to new pronunciations. I was going with Kanan for a while, but I think he actually goes Kanan, so we'll go Kanan Ketchings on that one. And again, the novelty is the order of the day this year. Half the team is new this year.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, man, although they do look a little bit sloppy early on in this. You got to remember, these games, they've already had a full practice today. They're a little bit gassed. They're excited. It's probably not going to be pretty for these first 5-10 minutes.
Richie Saunders, three-pointer right side. Misses it strong. Rebound Trevin Nell. Ketchings. Catches left side. Up to Damon. Back to Cannon. Foot on the three-point line. Missed the long jumper. Offensive rebound. Kaba Keita. Stick-back jump hook is good for Kaba.
Kaba shows he's just a physical force in there. Rebounding, dunking. He can change games with his athleticism.
Mawut Mag for three. Long from the left corner. Offensive rebound for Foose. Back up with it and scores it. Hussein Traore with his first two.
So Foose can kind of stay healthy this year. He was great at times. He had a little injury trouble last year, but no one better when he's healthy.
Miss from Damon, left side. Right side, pardon me. White leading the Blue, 10-6. Baker, right wing to Hall. They drop it downstairs to Foose on the right block. He's working on Kaba Keita. Up and under and misses short. Offensive rebound to Mag. Knocked out of bounds off of Mawut. It'll be Blue basketball. Checking in for the Whites, Kozlowski, Boscovich, and McGregor. Checking out Hall, Mag, and Saunders. I think Foose is also leaving, so entering the contest for White. No, only, I thought I saw 4 leave the floor. Richie did not. Baker and Saunders stay out there for White. Kozlowski, Boscovich, and McGregor. And Mihailo Boscovich from Serbia. Another newcomer along with Brody Kozlowski. Kozlowski out of Draper, Utah, corner Canyon High School. Blues in forecourt right in front of us. Elijah Crawford has checked in for the Blue. He's stripped on his drive. And Dawson Baker coming the other way. Townsend Triple also checking in along with Max Triplett for the Blues. So 3 and 3 out for both teams.
Now, Dawson was here last year, but I feel like he's a new guy too in a lot of ways.
Little finger roll by Boscovich and misses on the runner. Rebound to Triplett, the Snow College transfer. Down floor, Crawford. Stewart, left wing. Return to Eli. Elijah Crawford, former Stanford signee. 14:05 to play until halftime. The Whites lead the Blues 10-6. Stewart up top. Ketchings on the arc right side. Into the mid-range. Knocked out of his hands. Gets it back. Jumps it up and scores it. Cannon Ketchings.
Really nice. That's 4 for Cannon. And really showing some versatility as he puts it on the floor and gets in about a 10-foot jumper.
Kozlowski, 3, right side. Slides across the rim, rebounded by Townsend Triple. Stewart down floor, Ketchings, 3, left corner. Yes, Cannon Ketchings heating up. That's 7 for Ketchings. Steps on a youngster's foot on the sideline as he follows through on that make. Baker takes a hit as he shoots from 3 top of the key and misses, but he's fouled. He'll pushed by Crawford. He'll draw three free throws. So Dawson Baker, scoreless in the game, will go to the line for White. White leading, are now trailing Blue. On a little Cannon Catchings run, it's Blue 11 and White 10. Catchings with seven quick ones. Cape has got the other four for the Blues.
Yeah, he looks good, and if you're not paying close attention, you think that's Jackson Robinson out on the floor. He's very smooth and tall and long, but I'd say Catchings a little bit taller and stronger than Jackson was, and showing off early in this one from different kinds of shots and making them knocking them down. Looks really good.
That Catchings three-pointer was our second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of this game. Dawson Baker missing on the first of three free throws. Dawson Baker did not take a free throw last year in his four games of play before the medical redshirt. And is 0-for-2 at the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter. At UC Irvine, he was up in the 80s. So 13:21 to go till halftime. It is Blue 11, White 10. The rosters will shuffle at halftime. They'll play a 12-minute period after the break. It's a traditional 20-minute first half, and Baker goes 1-for-3 on the free throws. Scores tied at 11. Crawford at the free throw line. Bouncing to Stewart. Stewart now drives from the right. He'll scoop it up from the right block and get it to go. Trey Stewart scores for the Blues, who take a 13-11 lead. Richie Saunders will drive it down the base right. Cut off. Short corner right. Cycled Boscovich to Dawson Baker. Mihailo will pick and pop and knock down the three-pointer. Mihailo Boscovich with another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And the Whites go back in front, 14-13 the score. First three for Mihailo.
Just so many weapons, and when your big guys can shoot the three, that really spreads the floor.
6'10", 220-pound Serbian Mihailo Boscovich. Play professionally, or with a higher-level group, we should say, higher-level team or league in Bosnia-Herzegovina last season. Baker on the right wing. A jump pass left corner to Kozlowski. Missing for three. Rebound to Elijah Crawford. White lead the Blue 14-13. 12 minutes coming up to play in half number one. Catchings right wing Crawford. Driving kick by Eli. And Trey Stewart knocks down the three in the left corner. Gives the Blues a 16-14 lead. And takes us to a timeout with 11:51 to play. In the first half, we will take a break. This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so back here at the Marriott Center, Blue-White Night. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you. The Blue lead the White by a score of 16-14 with 11:51 to go until halftime. Mark, what are your thoughts on the first half so far?
I like it. I think guys are now settling in. We're seeing some threes made. Beautiful play by Elijah Crawford. Is able to get in the paint, kick out to an open shooter, and Trey Stewart. It's going to be interesting to see how Kevin Young puts his stamp on this team offensively. He's used to, you know, playing NBA-style basketball, a lot of pick and rolls and isolations, but a nice job so far, and I think at this point the nerves are kind of getting away from these guys, and they're settling in playing good basketball.
16-14 Blue over the Whites. Leading scorer tonight is Cannon Catchings with seven. BYU Basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. All right, resetting lineups for you. The Whites with Dawson Baker, Jared McGregor, Brody Kozlowski, Richie Saunders, and Mihailo Boscovich on the floor. The Blues with Elijah Crawford, Trey Stewart, Cannon Catchings, Townsend Triple, and Max Triplett. A triple and a triplet on the floor. Jump pass picked off by Elijah Crawford, steals it back away from Baker, and Elijah will drive to the rim, take a bump on the way up, and draw a foul for two free throws. Missed in tight, but he was fouled by Dawson. And Elijah Crawford will shoot two.
I like Elijah from what I've seen. He's very quick, yes. And he's able to, I mean, Dawson Baker is pretty quick. He's able to beat Dawson to the basketball there and then goes up strong with it. I like what I'm seeing early from the freshman.
Out of Augusta, Georgia, Brewster Academy, where he was the Max Preps New Hampshire Player of the Year, makes the free throw. Elijah Crawford, 6'2", 182-pound freshman, again signed with Stanford before their coaching change and then transferred to BYU.
You got some good players out of the Pac-12 and Kozlowski and Crawford.
And two for two for Eli. The Blues expand the lead, 18-14. 11:30 to go till halftime. Boskovic up high, right wing Kozlowski. Kozlowski 0 for 2 thus far tonight. Talk with his mom, Kristen, before the game.
She's one of my favorites. She's awesome.
She is great.
So happy. Ball goes out of bounds. I think it's going to be a stay white ball. I love her. And she does a great job when she does games. And I was so, I'm not going to say disappointed because people could choose wherever they want to go to school. But when the opportunity came for Brody to come to BYU, I was just over the moon because I love Kristen. I love the Kozlowski family and the history here. This is where he needs to be.
So glad the Kozlowski family name is back on the hardwoods here at the Marriott Center. 11:17 to play till halftime. White will trigger on the sideline. Dallin Hall has re-entered for BYU as Dawson Baker checks out. Kevin Young is observing on the row behind us before taking an active coaching role in the second half. Fuseni Terreri from the left block sees a double, try to squeeze through it, and then jump hooks over it, and it travels in the process. The coaches to our right helping to handle the whites include Chris Burgess and Coach Will Voigt. Brandon Dunson and John Linehan along with Tim Fanning on the left side coaching the Blues here in the first half. Yegor Demian back in the game, cut off at the left elbow, up top to Elijah Crawford, jabbing as Eli. Bounces to the right with a 12-second shot clock. Demian missing three. Back of the rim. Rebound to Foose. Foose out to Boskovic, who's bumped in the backcourt by Catchings. That'll be two on Cannon.
One thing you notice immediately is Yegor is not shy about shooting it, and neither should he be. He's a great shooter. He hasn't found his range yet in this game, but doesn't take a lot of space for him to let it fly. And because he is so tall, he and Catchings can shoot even when a defender is on them and shoot over the top of the defense.
Yeager 0 for 3, 0 for 2 from 3. Dallin Hall finds an open Boskovic who drives past Townsend Triple, went for the dunk, but it was knocked out of his hands on the way up and he drew the foul. Mihailo will shoot a couple of free throws. Foul will go against Keba Keita, former Utah Ute. Keita out of Bamako, Mali, as Fuseni Traore is, and both of them were prep teammates at Wasatch Academy here in the state of Utah. Saunders, Traore and Keita, all coming out of the Wasatch Academy program, all playing at the same time down there. Mawut Mag will check in. The Rutgers transfer will check back in. Mawut scored the first five of the game for the Whites.
That team almost sounds as good as the old Provo High team.
Juggernauts with Mark Durant and friends. Free throw good by Mihailo Boskovic. Boskovic was a 65% free throw shooter a couple of seasons ago in his most recent full season.
He was kind of a late add to this team. What a great surprise that was. I mean, he's so talented as he makes both free throws. Great shooter, great size, has experience.
Five for Boskovic. He and Mag with five apiece to pace the Whites. Whites trail the Blues by a score of 18-16. Yegor Demian playing for the Blues. Is double-teamed out near the half-court line. One hand whips a pass to Crawford straight away with a 15-second shot clock. A drive by Eli. As he knocks Boskovic out of the way, not easy to do, but he draws the offensive foul, does Boskovic, as called for the charge is Elijah Crawford. Boskovic goes 6'10", 220 or thereabouts, and he draws the offensive foul and turns it back over to the White. White trailing BY the Blue by two with 10-10 to play till the break.
Crawford gets a foul there, but I love it. I mean, he went up against Boskovic, that's a big guy, and knocked him down and still made the shot. I like that aggressiveness.
Dallin will drive handoff low to Traore. Back out to Dallin. Fakes a pass and will drive it. No look handoff to Mag, and Mag lays it up and in. Well done by Dallin Hall. The assist to Mawut Mag. That's seven for Mawut. Mag then steals it away from Deming, but there to collect is Keita to Crawford for three. Elijah Crawford knocks it down on the left side. 21-18. The Blue lead the White tonight, 9:30 to play till halftime. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. That's five threes made here in the first half, two for the White, three for the Blue. Dallin up top. Underhand scoop to Boscovich. Long jumper, good. They're calling it a three. I thought the foot might be on the line. It's a three-pointer, though, for Mihailo Boscovich. He's got eight off the bench.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that stroke. I mean, to have a guy that big shoot it that smoothly as Nell misses from three.
Boscovich is two for three, but two for two from three. And the score is 21-21. A drive and kick to Kozlowski. And Kozlowski knocks down the triple on the assist from Dallin Hall. That comes with 8:53 to go till halftime and lead to a Blue timeout. So Brody Kozlowski with his first three. Coming off the bench, the two-time Utah 6A Player of the Year gives the Whites their fourth three of the first half. Two threes for Boscovich and singletons from Kozlowski and Saunders. Those are the four threes there for the Blue. Three threes, one apiece for Crawford, Stewart, and Ketchings. The score is 24-21. The White back in front of the Blue with 8:53 to play until halftime.
But like I said, they're settling down. You're seeing those three-point shots look a lot better. Both teams now knocking them down with regularity, and there's just so many weapons. I mean, I can't get over how many guys. I mean, you have both these teams here, but they could easily both be the starting five for your team, and to have that is a real luxury, and it's going to be a challenge for Coach Young to define the rotations. And no, and college is a different setup with the halves, and how long do you play guys, and it's going to be a challenge for him, but I'm sure that's a problem he just loves to have to figure out how he's going to play all these amazing talents.
He'll trot them out one more time for an exhibition against Colorado Christian on October 30th. So 3 weeks from tonight, one more exhibition affair, this against outside competition, and then the regular season will tip off on November 5th. Home to Central Arkansas. BYU picked 13th in the Big 12 last season, finished tied for 5th. Where will they end up in the preseason prognostications this time around? I don't think it'll be, they were 13th last year, and I don't think it'll be 13th this year.
No, they're still not going to be maybe the top four. They'll be around 5, maybe 5, 6, but look out. I mean, here's the thing. You've got so many guys, so the guys that are going to be playing are guys that have really excelled and are playing at the top level. And if you're playing, you take the top 5, 6, 7, 8 guys on this team, that's going to compete with anybody. I don't care. Anybody in the country is going to have a tough time with this team with the level of talent they'll put on the floor.
Cannon Ketchings into Elijah Crawford. Back to Ketchings, and it'll be the Blue taking it from back to front, left to right as we see it and you hear it. Crawford runs it left side. Bounces to the top, guarded by Dallin Hall. Trevin Nell left wing, return to Crawford. Crawford will jab it, will drive it. Conveys to Keita. Keita falling away, a little jump hook good for Kava Keita. Good handle by Kava to get it up and in. Six for Keita. Foul beneath the hoop, a travel. Foose called for a shuffle beneath the basket.
Yeah, what I'd like to see from Foose this year is run some plays for him to have an isolation where he catches it with his back to the basket, because if they're not going to double team, he's going to score on anybody in the country. But sometimes when they're doing the pick and roll type of thing, sometimes he gets in trouble like he did there. Nell misses another three. Rebound Hall.
Boscovich in front court right side. Back to Hall, top of the key. Dallin will drive it. Stop on the left block. Hand off to Traore. Little push shots. Good for Foose.
That's a nice little floater for Foose. What I'd really like is Foose to get that 15-foot jumper and be a threat there. There it is.
Yegor Demian with his first three. And we're tied up at 26. Demian now 1 for 4, 1 for 3 from three. To answer Boscovich from three. Off the rim once and twice. A slap out, but to Demian. Yegor down the barrel. Drops it off for Crawford. Transition triple. Oh, it's in and out. That was good and popped out.
It looked good.
Go. Foose in the paint. Little push again. That's back-to-back buckets for Foose. 28-26. The White lead the Blues. 7 minutes even to go until halftime. They may have turned that timeout at 8:53 into the under 8 timeout. Well, I'm not sure. We'll see on the next whistle if they do break for a full media timeout. Yegor Demian into a long three top of the key. Draws a foul from Dallin Hall. He'll get three free throws. That should take us to an under 8 minute media timeout, but and it does. There we go. We'll take a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah. It's Blue White Night, the intra-squad game for BYU men's basketball. The White lead the Blue 28-26 here in the first half, 6:48 to go until halftime. After the halftime break, during which we'll hear from Jason Shepherd and his conversation with assistant coach Chris Burgess, who's back at BYU. We'll have a 12-minute second half, if you will, during which Kevin Young will take one of the teams. The rosters will shuffle, and that will be the Blue-White for 2024. Again, back 3 weeks from tonight with the Colorado Christian Exhibition, then the regular season getting underway on November 5th. The White taking the floor with Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Richie Saunders, Mawut Meg, and Fuseni Traore. The Blues currently have on the floor Elijah Crawford, who's looked good, Yegor Demian, who hit a three a moment ago, Cannon Ketchings, Trevin Nell, and Kaba Keita.
Would you like to know what the 1989 Blue-White game was like, Greg? Let me tell you, it was called the Varsity Preview.
This would be your freshman year.
And my freshman year. And I gave a talk. And half of it was like a fireside, and then we'd play for 20, 30 minutes in a scrimmage. So I gave a talk at the Varsity Preview, and then I had to battle against Danny Toulson.
Oh.
And then Damon misses the first free throw.
We come back in, Yegor shooting free throws, shooting three of them, and we've seen two situations where three free throws have been awarded, and the first two have been missed on both occasions. Baker made the third of three. We'll see if Yegor can do the same, and he does. So one for three for Yegor. And 28-27, the White lead over Blue is one. Dallin Hall. So great to have him back after he explored the portal following the departure of the previous head coach. Dawson Baker from the right wing to the left now. Guarded by Demian, leaping in his face. It goes around the horn from Saunders to Hall for three. Pull fire, miss from deep. Offensive rebound, Richie. A reset to Dawson. He'll fake it from three. He'll drive the key. Back out to Richie. He'll get into the paint, float it, and score it. Richie Saunders, he's got five. And the lead for the White, 30-27.
Richie had a little Larry Bird-ish going on there with the headband and the little runner. That was very Bird-esque.
Yegor out near the timeline. Right-hand bounce for Damien to the right corner. Terminates there. Pass out to Nell. Nell takes a body check from Mawut Meg. Meg called for the foul. We'll put the ball at the sideline for the Blues, who trail by three, 5:53 to play until halftime. BYU basketball presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Kaba Keita up top. The handoff to Damien. Yegor terminates. Now low to Kaba. Kaba in the paint to the cutting Ketchings and knocked out of his hands. Foul or just out of bounds? Foul on the White, I do believe.
Yeah, I think Ketchings will shoot two here as he was cutting to the hoop and got the feet from Keita, got knocked out of his hands, but the foul, so he'll shoot.
Yeah, the referee gave the wrong number there. It's actually on Mawut Meg. We'll give Ketchings a couple of free throws, makes the first. Ketchings has eight for the Blues. A Blue starter tonight. Keita out. Stewart back in for the Blues. New Blue lineup. Stewart, Nell, Triplett, or Damian Triplett, and Ketchings. At the free throw line, two for two for Cannon.
He is smooth, man. He just gets up and a little flick of the wrist.
Out of Brownsburg, Indiana, Cannon catching 6'9", 212.
Yeah, the thing that's striking about him, he's really tall. He may be the tallest guy on the team.
Saunders missing from three. Foose tapped it, but to Nell. Ketchings getting some one-and-done talk on the way to BYU. Triplett has the ball knocked out of his hands beneath the hoop by Fuseni Traore as he pumped and went up beneath the hoop. It'll be Blue basketball with 5:24 to go till halftime. To those listening at BYURadio.org, we apologize for the fact that our app is currently not performing the way it's supposed to be, so we're not possibly on the app at the moment. Hope to be back soon there. We are on BYURadio.org. You can stream us on the website via the desktop tonight. Dallin Hall left wing. Underhand scoop to the trailer. Saunders. Saunders float and score. Richie. Again, craftily done for Saunders. He's got seven. Moskovich, eight. Sevens for Mag and Saunders for the Whites, who lead 32-29. Blue. Triplet going backdoor to Stewart. Stewart no look at in the corner to Cannon. Cannon fires and misses from three. Rebound White. Dallin Hall front court right to Saunders. Saunders will drive the baseline. Get right to the hoop. Miss on the short scoop, and it's rebounded by Triplett. Now Dame Floor Jaeger. Jaeger. Long strides. Left wing. Trey Stewart for three. Jaeger Demian to Trey Stewart. Stewart knocks down the triple. And we're tied up at 32.
Trey looks great. He's hit a couple threes. Has 8 points.
Dallin Hall down the right boundary. Restarts on Stewart. A one-hand whip on the base to Mag. Mag. Shot is blocked, and the rebound into the hands of Catchings. Catchings. Out to Trevin Nell, open three left side. Nope, Trevin, yet to find the range. 0 for 6 now from deep. Nice no look from Hall, but it's cut off on the way to Mag and deflected away. Demian down floor. Missed on a pass to Triplett. It'll be knocked out of bounds with 4:07 to play until halftime. 32-32 is our score.
Well, I've heard a lot of lore about Yegor's ability to pass the ball and could rival the Egyptian magician from last year, and that one's a little too optimistic, but I like the fact that he tried to weave it through there in the fast break.
So a brief coaching conversation here. Are they going to take the under 4 minute timeout here? I do believe so. We're at 4:07. So it'll be the under 4 minute media break with the score 32-32. The time 4:07 to go until halftime on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Takes the swing pass in the right flat and takes it to the house.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's game time, and you're in the locker room ready to take the field. Suddenly, you notice a player you don't recognize. He's wearing your team's jersey, and he even knows your name. But you've never seen him before now. Would you trust this stranger with your team's playbook? That's exactly how phishing scams work. The first quarter of 2024 saw the highest volume of phishing attacks ever recorded. Protect your business with the Les Olson Security Suite from Les Olson IT. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Big 12 basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back inside the Marriott Center. Greg Grubel and Mark Durant with you on BYURadio.org tonight. Those listening on the website, we thank you for joining us. Our app transmission interrupted for the time being, we are told. Stewart run into a Boscovich screen, top of the key. That was the oohing and aahing from the crowd. It ends up in a takeaway by the Blues, and Jaeger Demian goes for the dunk and rattles it home on a foul. Jaeger Demian elevates for the throwdown, took a hit on the way up, and the ball rattled through the rim. As Damon got his teeth rattled on that one, he'll take a free throw to complete a three-point play.
Boscovich was there, able to get a little piece of it, but a nice strong move from Jaeger to get through it and finish in the bucket in the chance for three.
So the foul to Boscovich, and Damien for the three-point play. Good on the free throw. Jaeger, seven here in the first half. 3:49 to play until halftime. We'll have a typical halftime break and then a 12-minute second half, after which, or before which, rosters will be shuffled. Baker missing from three. Left side, the rebound to Demian. Down floor, Catchings on the arc left. Cannon Catchings will back it out and find Demian in the center circle. Jaeger bounce to his right. Terminate. Left wing, Trevin Nell. Is this it? Yes, it is. First three for Trevin Nell. We call that our Zions Bank shot of the game for Trevin Nell. Brought to you by Zions Bank for 150 years of helping you succeed. Zions Bank is for you. Boscovich to answer from three, misses. Rich trying to chase down the rebound. He and Demian battle for the ball. Offer Richie out of bounds.
This game is any indication of how this team is going to play. It's going to be very fast-paced. An NBA style where you got a shot clock, you got to go, you got to shoot, and it'll be heavily dominated with threes. BYU was at the top of the country in threes attempted last year. I don't think they're going to drop off much because if they get a chance, they're going to shoot a three, and then it's off to the races.
Last year ended with BYU second in three-point attempts per game and third in three-pointers made per game. And second nationally in percentage of points scored on threes. That was the MO last year. Yegor Demian into the paint. Oh, gets to the rim somehow, but he missed on the short scoop. Such a long strider in the lane. Boskovic down floor the other way. The trailer Foose bobbles top of the arc. 2:35 to play till the break. 38-32. The Blues surge back in front. Dallin Hall penetrates, missing on the short shot. The offensive rebound stick back by Fusene Traore. Foose has eight here in the first half. No one yet in double figures. Catchings with nine. Traore, eight. Boskovic, eight. Stewart, eight. The leading scorers in this game. Triplet. You hear a timeout being called for by Coach Tim Fanning to our left, and the Blues will take it with a 16-second shot clock. 2:12 left on the first half game clock, and Blue leading the White now 38-34 is our new score. So playing and yet to score in this game, Townsend Triple and Max Triplett, along with Dallin Hall and Jared McGregor. Dallin is 0-for-3, does have three rebounds and five assists. Five assists lead all players in this game.
Yeah, Dallin's going to be, you know, you're going to have a lot of talent, but Dallin's going to be the guy. He's going to be the quarterback. He's going to make everything work, and maybe he won't get big numbers, and maybe he will at times, but it's just that he's going to be more of a facilitator this year because he can be, but don't underestimate how important Dallin Hall is to this team.
Dallin out of Plain City, Utah, the Fremont High School product. All Big 12 honorable mention last year. Comes into this season second in all-time BYU career assist-to-turnover ratio. He's been that good and is actually sixth in assists per game through his BYU career. Last year averaging 9 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 5.1 assists per contest.
Greg, I got a question for you. If Yegor Damon does a Euro step, is it just a step for him? I mean, it's just
because he's truly a Euro. You know, we got a couple of those guys on this team.
Do.
Yes,
I love it. That's what I love. You got guys from all over the world, every part of the world, and they come together. It's a beautiful thing. I love how that has happened, and I think Coach Young is going to continue. You see the coaches he's brought in that have expertise all over the world, and continue to bring in this these different types and personalities and cultures. I love it.
A truly international flavor, both in roster composition and recruiting net that they cast out. Stewart from Demon. We're back in with a 12-second shot clock. Open for three is Trevin Nell. He sees it rim. Oh, it's a one-hand putback throwdown from Kabakeda.
That was something.
Dallin Hall up top. 40-34 now. Mm. The Blue lead the White, but not for long. Dallin Hall for three. Top of the key. Said he was scoreless, but no longer. Dallin for three, three-point game, 40-37. 1:47 to go till halftime. Kabakeda.
And another one.
Again, double figures now for Kabakeda, a two-hand throwdown. He gets up.
Yeah, one of the great things about having him at BYU is I don't have to see him play against us at Utah because he is a game changer and can do unrealistic things. And he did a couple there.
He's the first player in double figures with 10 on 5-for-6 from the field. And he scored 10 in that win for Utah over BYU last year. And so good to have him in blue and white instead of red and white this year. Kabakeda leads all scorers now with 10. Now what Mag will check out. Mag with 7. He's 3-for-6. A nice showing. 42-37. The Blue lead the White here in the first half. 1:25 to go till the break. Dallin Hall, a jump pass across the lane to Foose. Foose keeps pivot foot down, jumps it up with the left hand, and missing it on the push, and it'll be off of White. Blue ball the other way.
I could have shot a lot higher percentage in my career if I could dunk like Kabakeda. It's not a lot of wiggle room when he shoots it. It's going to go down the center of the hoop with authority.
Kabakeda last year, a 61% shooter from the field. Foose was at 63.
And that's all time. I mean, that's an all-time number Foose is putting up.
Demian finds Kada. Kada uses the right hand off the window. That's a non-dunk score for Kaba. Nice finish. Flips it off the glass. and gives the Blue a 7-point lead at 44-37. Kaden now with a dozen to lead all scorers.
Well, I keep going back to that Utah game, and you know he had the 10 points and was effective, but to me he was the biggest difference maker on the floor for Utah. He changed the game when BYU was in there, changed how the BYU big men were able to perform. He was able to clear rebounds. It was a different team that Utah was when he was on the floor, and we see it here. I mean, he just looks great so far. Makes the free throw.
Converts three-point play, 13 now for Kaba. 105 to play till the break. The lead's up to 8 for Blue now, 45-37. Boskovic straight away. To Sanders, who curls to reach on the right wing. Down low to Foose. Foose, jump hook score, 10 for Foose.
And that goes to show you how good Foose is, because he's got one-on-one with Kata and able to score easily.
A foul out near the timeline as Damian draws it. And as Mark noted a moment ago, Fuseni Traore coming into the year first in career field goal percentage for BYU, sixth in offensive rebounds, 11th in blocks per game. Truly does it all. And I told him yesterday at practice, I'm just so sad to see that senior next to his name now.
Yeah, and how good has he been? And we almost overlook him at times. We just take him for granted because he is so good. He's absolutely, unequivocally unstoppable one-on-one. He's that good. And it's just so nice to have him here. You get used to it. I can't imagine BYU playing without it.
Foos the foul, sends Demi into the line. Yegor knocks the first down. 46-39, back to a 7-point Blue lead. Blue shooting 46% to White's 44 here in this first half. 32% are the Blues from three, 31 for the Whites.
This is first two, has made four in a row, Yegor.
Now the Blues are 9-for-11 from the free throw line. The Whites 4-for-6. Dawson Baker into a three left side. Look good. A little long, though. Rebound Yegor. 35 seconds to go. It's 30-second shot clock. And Blue leading by 8, 47-39. Yegor tried to find Trey Stewart beneath the bucket. Too much on it. It'll be a turnover, and the shot clock will be off for White with 27.9 to play until halftime. The half will end. We'll come back with a brief recap of scoring, then over to Jason Shepard for Cougar Halftime Live, then a second half of 12 minutes for you. As Richie Saunders misses from three right corner, offensive rebound for Foose, yanked away by Trey Stewart with 15 seconds to go until the break. Lob up to Catchings, and Catchings catches and hammers for two to make it a 10-point lead, 49-39 for the Blue. Catchings 11 here in the first half. Long jumper missed right side, rebound to Foose, top of the key, missing a three straight away. Cave of the rebound with 3, 2, and 1, and that'll be it for the first half. 10-point lead for the Blues. We'll call the Blues a winner in game one, 49-39. They'll switch up the rosters and play 12 minutes after halftime.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, second half of play about to get underway. This will be a 12-minute game. So we'll have an under 8 and an under 4-minute timeout, but that is it, a shorter half. And different teams. And Kanan Catchings, who is so good in blue, will now try to be equally as good in white. For the Whites, it will be Dallin Hall, Yegor Demi, Kanan Catchings, Richie Saunders, and Kaba Kata. For the Blues, it will be Trevin Nell, Dawson Baker. Well, I should start with Elijah Crawford at the point. Trevin Nell, Dawson Baker, Mawut Mag, and Fuseni Traore. Mag switching from white to blue. Kaba from blue to white. Catchings from blue to white. Dallin Hall staying in white. So too Richie Saunders. Yegor Deming's gone from blue to white. So we'll see Deming and Hall play together, which we could see a lot of this year, Mark.
And Damon likes to play the point. It'll be interesting to see how they work off each other.
Hall straight away to Kaba. Kata operating at the bump. Oh. Deming whips it low to Richie Saunders and the reverse lay-in and the foul. Chance for a three-point play. What a find from Yegor Deming. We're going to see a lot of those this year, I think.
Yeah, that was a rifle. I look like I don't know any pitchers anymore. I look Roger Clemens from the top of the key to Richie. I need to get it more up to speed with my baseball. My Blue Jays haven't been very good, so I'm very disinterested.
Oh, Richie Saunders to the free throw line. It's a new game, so it's a new score on the board. 2-0 for the Whites, and now 3-0 as Richie Saunders converts and completes a three-point play off the assist from Yegor Damian. Elijah Crawford operating up top. One-hand pass down low to Foose. Foose going from white to blue and back in the bucket for Foose. He's got another two. He's got 12 on the night and two here in the second half. 3-2. The white lead the blue. Richie drives, runs, floats, misses. Tries to get his own rebound and does on a reset to Hall straight away. Back to Richie. Wide open three. Pull, fire, score. Richie Saunders. Six straight to open the second half for White.
Now, Richie could really make an exponential improvement as he can knock down the three, and we see how crafty he is, and we know he's a glue guy and how hard he plays.
Foose for three, top of the key.
What?
Let's call that a money moment of the game for Fusene Traore. Brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. By the way, Coach Kevin Young is coaching the Whites here after halftime. Dallin Hall operating up top, racing past Dawson Baker down the lane. At the rim, up and in for Dallin Hall. Dawson Baker's gone from white to blue here in the second half. It's 8-5. The Whites lead the Blues here in this second 12-minute game. 10:20 to play in our blue-white night here at the Marriott Center. Good crowd. Almost the entire lower bowl is filled for this free admission event. Not often we've seen NBA scouts come to Blue White Night, but there are NBA scouts in the building tonight for this one.
Yeah, get used to seeing NBA scouts, and it's not just one guy, obviously, Damon and Catchings, but it's a whole lot of guys.
Timeout called by the Blue team. I think we're going to stay right here with it. This might go full. No, we'll stay here. It's only a 30, so we'll keep it right here. So second half, or second game, if you will, sees the White leading the Blue by a score of 8-5. It's Fusene Traore with five for the Blues, all five for the Blues. Saunders and Hall splitting up the eight. Six for Richie and two for Dallin after halftime.
That's kind of those guys we're used to that have been really good to start this half, and Foose and Dallin and Richie. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be the heart and soul of this team, and then you throw in all this amazing young talent. It's going to be impressive.
BYU basketball brought to you in part by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Greg Rubel, Mark Durant with you. A little sneak peek tonight. We're back with you in 3 weeks from tonight for Colorado Christian, the Cougars exhibition finale. This will give you all a taste and give us a look at how these players will operate with each other on the floor. Of course, much more floor time available tonight than there will be against Colorado Christian. That'll be the real fascinating thing, Mark, I think, in the early part of the season is just, you know, where does Kevin Young go in his rotations? He comes from the NBA game, and he comes into a game with eight fewer minutes to hand out to players.
And, you know, clearly there's a lot of talent on this team. I mean, we know that now, and it'll be interesting to now see about the chemistry and game strategy and what kind of combinations does he want on the floor. That'll be kind of the question mark for this team going forward. It's not about talent. We know they've got the talent. Now it's how can you mold that in the best way possible to give you a best chance to win.
Coming out of timeout with 10:09 to play. Again, this second half is consisting of a 12-minute game. First half was a full 20, and the second just 12 with an under 8 and an under 4-minute media timeout. This was supposed to be only a 30, but it's felt more like a full, but no one's going to take too many issues with how the coaches want to run their event tonight for sure.
Officials aren't going to be telling that Kevin Young. He's drawing something up. I mean, he's got his guys going, and he may be another 30 seconds, and the officials will say, that's just fine, Coach.
Coach Young coaching the white team, the white bench to our right. New seating situation in the Marriott Center this year. The end line to our right, which is the east end of the Marriott Center, has been pushed back, and some high-level collective seating has been installed. So risers and folding chairs akin to the kind you see across the way from us in the donor seating.
Well, it's a great time to be a Cougar fan. Football is doing so well. I notice Retzloff's here with his receivers, and that's so exciting. And then, obviously, basketball is over-the-top exciting, so enjoy it while it's here.
Basketball season tickets sold out already before the season begins. All right, here we go. It'll be a send-in. On the baseline, Kiba Keita to the right of the bucket. Lobs in to Foose. Tapping out of bounds is Keita. Sorry, it was Meg was inbounding, pardon me, and Kata slapped out. Stays blue ball. Baker into Foose on the arc right side. The handoff to Elijah Crawford. Crawford straight away to Nell. Back to Eli. 10-second shot clock. 10-minute game clock. Foose examining things at 18 feet to Baker at the free throw line. Dawson passing out to Crawford for three. Wide left. Mawit Mag with the offensive rebound. Tried to re-enter, but it was knocked away, taken away. And White on the steal. Richie Saunders down the floor and down the lane. Cuffs it and kicks out to Catchings for three. Cannon Catchings again. Catchings, who scored 11 before the break, has three after halftime.
I'm catching some feels, man. That was, holy smokes, if that's a regular thing, look out.
11-5 for the White. Nice. Stumbling out of bounds with it is Kata. He's okay as he keeps it in White possession. Demi, no look, and Catchings trying to reverse dunk it. Just a little short on the hop. It'll come the other way off the rim. Elijah Crawford at the top of the key. That would have been something. Mm. Elijah cut off the mid-alley right, straight away to Baker for three, and he knocks it down. Dawson Baker with his first field goal make of the night. It's a three-pointer top of the key. And with 8:57 to play, the White lead over the Blues down to three on the Baker triple. Yegor on the hammer from Kato. Good heavens. Yegor Deming to the slashing Kaba Kata, and he throws it down with one hand. And we've seen a lot of Kata getting up and throwing down tonight.
Yeah, that one was like clear the runway and hold on to your hats, because that was going to get thrown down a tomahawk. I mean, this is just what he does. I mean, this is not anything unusual for him. That's how he dunks it, and we've never seen anything like it.
He's now 7-for-8 on the night. A lot of his makes in emphatic fashion. Foose, a little push shot from 15, misses. Rebound to Yegor, down floor Catchings. Yegor Deming and Cannon Catchings could be one and done guys. Oh my goodness. Cannon again. Cannon fire from three on the right side. And Cannon the steal. Lost it on the far sideline. 16-8. White leading blue now. We've seen some stuff already. Corner three missed by Trevin Nell. Rebound tracked down by Trevin. Gets it back. Wait to Meg. Meg is blocked by Kibakata.
I mean, this White team has a lot of length on the floor right now.
Yegor down floor left side. Deming will drive and kick out to Catchings.
Feeling
Cannon
it.
With
he
six after halftime. And 11 before the break. So 17 combined points for Catchings tonight. 7:45 to go. He should be hitting an under 8-minute media timeout on the whistle. Hall left wing Catchings. Catchings windmills on Baker. Steps back on him. Kicks in the corner. Yegor for three. That's no good, but he's fouled. He'll shoot three free throws, I think, after this. This should be where they take an under 8-minute media timeout, and we will take that break. 7:37 to go in this 12-minute game. White leading blue 16-8 as Cannon catching fire in the second half on the new skin, BYU Sports.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball is presented in part by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality, and a lot of it, in Lehigh, American Fort, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Our 12-minute game has 7:37 remaining, and the White leading the Blue by a score of 16-8. The White scoring six from Saunders, six from Catchings, two from Kata, and two from Hall. The eight for the White coming on five from Foose and three from Dawson Baker. And this night does get you thinking about what a starting lineup might look like on November 5th when BYU hosts Central Arkansas to open the season.
Yeah, a lot of guys are making a case. Cannon Catchings is certainly making a case. And what? You talk about Yegor, you talk about Cannon, and the reason they talk about them being NBA guys is they have an NBA body. They have the length, they have the skills. And not only is that good offensively, if you can put that on your wings, that size, it really makes it tough for teams to be offensive against you. It's hard to shoot over that. It's hard to have passing lanes. So as good as Catchings and Damon Look and all that, the size they bring is NBA prototypical size. That's why people talk about him, and Damon hits the first free throw, but that's why you get excited about it, because rarely have you have that kind of size and athleticism on the wings.
As we come back in, Yegor shooting. Three, as he was fouled on a three. Makes the first two. I think Dame's now hit six in a row since missing his first two of the night. Make it seven straight for Yegor Demi. Makes all three free throws and makes it an 11-point lead for the Whites over the Blues now at 19-8. Boskovic for Blue to Trey Stewart. Blues going left to right. The Whites right to left here in this second half game. Dawson Baker curls open for a three. Missed it front rim. Offensive rebound, Mawut Mag. Mag left wing, Boskovic. Straightaway Baker. Right corner to Nell off the cycle. That three rattles out. Offensive rebound again for the Blue. Dawson Baker behind the back in the corner to Mawut Mag. Step back three. Knocks it down. Mawut Mag off a few looks there on the Blue possession. And 19-11 on the three from Mag.
Nothing wrong with that. A good pump fake to get the defender to fly by and knocks down the three.
6:50 to play in this 12-minute game. BYU head coach Kevin Young standing directly in front of us at our broadcast location, surveying Richie Saunders, who drives and floats for two. Saunders has eight after halftime. The White lead now 21-11. 10-point cushion for the Whites. Nell and Stewart in forecourt for the Blue.
We've got a little. I'm trying to figure out the defense. Kozlowski's just playing baseline middle, a little bit of a zone. We're going to have to kind of figure out how. I know they different defensive principles, and we'll have to see how that transpires.
Meg for another three. Mawut missing. Rebound to Richie. 21-11. Whites over the Blues. 6:15 to play. Yegor into the paint. Conveys in the corner to Kozlowski. Now on the wing left to Catchings. Back to Yegor. 20-second shot clock. Yegor out between the circles. Stewart trails him into the paint. No look to Max Triplett, who hammers home. Off the assist from Yegor Demi.
Really good feed. And then a strong, really strong move from Triplett. Knocked that down.
Snow College transfer out of Huntsville, Utah.
Big, strong.
All-Scenic West Conference second-teamer last year. 6'9", 230. Jumper missed right corner from Dawson Baker. Rebound to Yegor. Damien, long pass down floor to Catchings, who saves it on the baseline to Max Triplett. Back to Cannon. Open for three left corner and missed it strong this time. Mag on the offensive or the defensive rebound, but a loose ball foul, I think, on Mag. 5:28 to play. 23-11. Whites by a dozen. Catchings will check out. And checking in, Dallin Hall. Now it's Hall, Saunders, Triplett, Damien. And who's hidden there by Coach Dunson? Kozlowski. Coaches Voigt, Dunson, and Linehan to my left. Coach Young with Coach Voigt, Coach Fanning on the blue team to my the white team to my right. Driving lay-in for Dawson Baker. He's got five after halftime. And six on the night. 23-13, white drawing, or blue drawing within 12, pardon me. Kozlowski, nice look to Richie Saunders down the lane and right at the hoop. The left hand off the window. Saunders makes it 25-13. Richie with 10 in this 12-minute game after halftime. First to double figures is Richie Saunders, 4-5 after the break. Crawford from 15 feet. Little jumper pops out. Rebound to Hall. Down floor, Yegor. Yegor right side. Cross court, Kozlowski to the trailer, Hall. Head fake it. Out to Damien for three. Strong on it. Rebound. Knocked out of McGregor's hands to Baker. Boskovic, no look down floor. Stewart to the trailer. McGregor, right wing. Now Baker straight away. The Blues in forecourt right in front of us. Dawson Baker playing for the Blue to Boskovic, top of the key. He'll drive on Triplett, stripped by Richie. Richie on the steal to Damien. Damien down floor, beats his man into the paint. Behind the back, Triplett, but it's picked off by Crawford. Crawford for Blue the other way. Transition triple Baker. In and out, rebound Triplett. 4:10 to play. And 25-13, the White lead the Blue. We'll see Kay Bakeda check back in for the BYU Whites tonight. Over-the-shoulder pass from Hall to Triplett. His pass is intercepted and Blue back the other way. Kind of some ragged play back and forth right now. Cuffing it is Crawford. Drive blocked by Triplett. Into the hands of Damien. Into the hands of Hall, who's to the top of the key right side. Beneath the basket, Triplett and off the iron, but a foul by Boskovic will send Mac Triplett to the free throw line after this. 3:46 to play in this 12-minute game. A game that White leads the Blue by a score of 25-13. Max Triplett free throws after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Marriott Center for BYU Basketball, Blue White Night. Cougar Basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. BYU Basketball getting down to business on Blue White Night. The White lead the Blues 25-13 after halftime. The White shooting 69% from the field. In this post-halftime 12-minute game, Blues down at 29%. Richie Saunders with 10. Cannon catching 6 to pace the White in this post-halftime segment. Baker and Traore leading the Blues with 5 apiece. Coach Kevin Young coming to BYU from the Phoenix Suns, where he was a lead assistant and certainly in line for an NBA job had BYU not come calling.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a real coup to get him. And credit boosters and administration and church officials and athletic whoever was involved with that did it in a way that we'd never have seen it done at BYU before and had to be done to get a level of coach like Coach Young. They're able to get him, bring him in, make it attractive to him. And I'm looking forward to many, many years of watching him. And he's also obviously already proven what he can do as far as bringing in guys. And now I can't wait to see watch him actually coach these guys and see how they do.
As Max Triplett takes free throws and makes the first, let's get you a Jones Paint and Glass Points in the Paint update brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass and Points in the Paint. Here in the second half, going in favor of the White by a margin of 12-4 at the moment. That's our Points in the Paint update from Jones Paint and Glass. All right, 1-for-2 for Triplett, and 26-13 is the score. White doubling up the Blue. 3:34 to play. Stay with us post-game. We'll have a player and then Coach Kevin Young interview here courtside. A little jump hook by Foose is missed and rebounded by Triplett. Outlets to Yegor. Yegor Deming down the floor left side. Quick pass in the corner to Kozlowski, missing the three. Rebound batted around, brought down by Trevenel. He lost it off the scramble to Hall. The Whites keep possession. Damian top of the key back to Dallin right wing. Hall looks baseline, now back out to Yegor near the timeline. Nice slip low from Richie. Takes the pass from Yegor and pops it up and in. Damian the assist, and Richie Saunders 12 after halftime.
I just love Richie, man. He's just fun to watch.
19 on the night for Richie.
Plays the basketball the way it should be played. It's fun.
Trevin Nell, top of the key. Trevin, little 12-foot push, spins out, and knocked out of bounds by the Whites. It'll stay Blue basketball.
Yeah, that was a frightful couple weeks for me when Richie, you know, rightly so, given the situation, testing the waters and going to other places and checking it out. But I know that was a tough decision for him, and I really respect him coming back. And you know, he's going to be an all-timer here because of that decision.
Trey Stewart, step back three, top of the key, off the front rim, the window, and rebounded by Cannon Catchings. Outlet Yegor, down floor Damien. Yegor quickly to the arc. In the corner to Dallin Hall, wide open three, strong on it. Rebound Elijah Crawford, Blue back the other way. 2.5 to play in this one. 28-13, White lead the Blue. Eli on the wing left, up top to Mihailo Boskovic. Elbow jumper, good. Mihailo had 8 before the break. Boskovic's first two after halftime. 2:14 to play. Timeout taken by the Whites. They call it a 30. We'll see how close they stick to that. 2:14 to play. And 28-15, the White score over the Blue. BYU basketball is presented in part by Sierra West Jewelers. Largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices. Three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match.
Pretty good crowd tonight. Everybody excited to see these guys just like we were, Greg. And like you said, sold out building. This place is going to be rocking. You bring in, obviously, all the Big 12 talent and Kansas coming to town. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be some rocking nights in this building this year.
20 conference games to play this year. 10 home, 10 away.
Makes me tired thinking about. And that conference is so tough, night after night having to play in that conference. But the depth and the athleticism of this team, I don't think that's going to be a problem with this team.
Blue pressing White in the backcourt. Yegor beats it on a long pass to Richie Saunders, who takes it right to the rim. misses at the rim, but a stick back missed by Kada. Gets his own miss, goes back up with it, is fouled. He'll get two free throws out of all of it. Foul's called on Trevin Nell. It'll put Kava Kada at the line. An explosive first half for Kada. 13 points for Kada before the break. Has two after halftime. And he's going to go down as one of BYU's best dunkers, no matter how long he stays at BYU.
And I feel like it's an honor code violation when he dunks it. It's impressive. And I've never I tweeted when he made his decision as the second free throw is good for him. I said when he steps on the floor, the second he does so, he's going to be the most athletic player ever to do so at BYU. And I haven't seen anything to dissuade me from that. Just a specimen and just as athletic as you'll ever see.
And you're including yourself in that conversation.
Well, I mean, present company excluded.
The driving lane by what Mag is missed. And Mark modestly pulls himself out of the discussion.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Yegor, long, loping strides, went for the dunk, and he was blocked on his way to the hoop by Foose. Blue come the other way, 29-15. White lead the Blue, 90 seconds to play.
Foose only 6'6", but a great shot blocker. We see it there.
Crawford, 35 feet away right side, bounce to Foose up top. Foose already has 1-3. Give him
yes!
two!
I love
two
it!
For Foose. Two triples for Fuseni Traore. He's got eight to lead the Blues after halftime. Elijah Crawford with the steal. Takes it right to the hoop, waiting on Yeager. Wait, up and score nice. For Elijah Crawford. His first two after the break. He scored five before halftime. 29-20, Blue putting a little push together late, final minute.
Listen, Foose can shoot. You watch him in warm-ups. He's got a great touch, but he just doesn't think to shoot it.
He made two of three threes last year. He's made two in this game. The lob to Kaba goes up for the dunk, comes down hard. It rattled out, didn't convert on it, but he was fouled, and we'll get two more free throws. And what you do want to see in these kinds of events is make sure no one picks up an injury.
Rule number one, no injuries in these games. And that was a little bit too aggressive for Mag and kind of caught Katie's, who's going up for the alley-oop dunk.
Took a tumble, but got up okay. We'll now take two free throws. BYU basketball sponsored by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. What happened on free throw one there?
I don't think Cabo wants me to mention what happened there. Is he just barely...
Just a miss for Cabo. Number two coming up. And there it is. One for two. So he's gone one for two on both of his trips here in the last minute or two. 30-20. White leading Blue. Fuseni Traore up top. A handoff to Mag. Mag to Baker. Baker three-point range right. Final 40 seconds of play. The Whites will defeat the Blues here after halftime in this 12-minute game. Saunders helping to force a steal. Kada to Damien, down floor to Cannon. Catchings for three, high arcing shot short. Knocked out of Foose's hands, into Baker's, down floor to Crawford. Nice no-look drop to Mawat Mag, missing the runner. Stick back by Foose is no good. Now with 15 seconds to play, it's White basketball. We'll see what they do with it with a 10-point lead and 10 seconds on the clock. Final 10 seconds of Blue-White. Sees Dallin Hall in possession. He'll jump it from three. And miss it. Put back hammer. Why not? From Kada Kada to end Blue-White night. White over the Blue. 32-20 after halftime. And that will bring us to zeros. And Blue-White 2024 goes in the books. A lot of good stuff was shown. We'll come back and recap some of it with you after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Well, the first half saw the Blues defeat the Whites 49-39. Second half saw the roster switch and the Whites defeat the Blues by a score of 32-20. So two different games, two different roster compositions. But a lot of good things shown for BYU fans. In the second half, leading scorers, Richie Saunders, 12 for the Whites, and Fuseni Traore, 8 for the Blues. So the combined percentages won't make a lot of sense right now with the two separate halves, but we'll get some final numbers to you a little bit later on. Let's get you to our postgame honorees. First up, we're going to have for your Waystar Star of the Game, and a Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. We'll start with the Waystar Star of the Game, simplifying healthcare payments. Waystar. Learn more at Waystar.com. Mark, who do you like for a Waystar Star of the Game tonight for BYU Blue White Night?
The guy that impressed me the most, just the eye test, and these numbers are weird, so I'm not sure if he's the leading scorer or whatever. Probably Richie was, but Cannon Catchings just totally blew me away with his size and this, how smooth he plays and under composure and maturity. I thought that Catchings was tremendous, and that really got me excited to watch him play.
17 for Catchings on the night. As for the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, it is brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct, and you save money. Who's your Steel Man of the Game tonight for
BYU? It's
going
to be hard for me to go with anyone for Steel Man all season long other than Richie, because he plays so hard. He had 19 points, but just how hard he plays, he creates turnovers, he beats you inside, he beats you outside. And he plays basketball the way it should be played. Really gritty, tough kid, and did that tonight.
All right, coming up next, Cougar Postgame Live with Jason Shepherd and us here courtside. BYU Basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, with locations in St. George, Cedar City, Vernal, Roosevelt, American Fork, Provo, and now a new location in Payson. Second half saw the Blues fall to the White, 32-20. Coming up next, Cougar Postgame Live, Jason Shepherd will host from BYU Radio on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Well, in the first half of the Blue versus White, it was the Blue team that won that half. Well, the White team came back and won the second half, or the second game, although it was a different team completely. So for whatever it's worth, Blue won the first part of the game, White won the second half, and that gives us a little bit of a look at what you will see when the season begins in just a few short weeks. And we are almost into basketball season. It's crazy to think that football is about to play its sixth game of the season, almost halfway through the college football season, and basketball is almost here. And what a fun night to be able to see, or in most cases, hear these new players that BYU has brought into the program. And wow, it's going to be a fun year. You can definitely tell that the athleticism overall has been elevated significantly. And I think one of the things that really stood out to me the most was the backcourt and the size that BYU can now play at the guard position, whether it's Yegor or Ketch. You have got multiple guys over 6'6 and 6'7 that can handle the ball like a point guard with no problem whatsoever. And that is going to pay huge dividends for BYU this upcoming season. Certainly a fun style of basketball, and tonight was just a taste as we get closer to the regular season. All right, some other news going on today in the Big 12 Conference as it relates to men's basketball. The Big 12 Conference announcing the times and TV designations for the upcoming men's basketball conference schedule. So of the third, and basically what we're saying is, the networks have come together and chosen the games that they want to broadcast on linear television, so not on a streaming platform. Now, you'll still be able to get them streaming, but it is going to be like an ESPN or an ESPN2. Those were all determined and released today. BYU will have 13 of its conference games on linear television, and of those 13 games, 12 of them will be on one of the ESPN channels, so either ESPN, ESPN2, or ESPNU. Some of those have been determined now. Some will be determined at a later date. One will be on CBS Sports Network. So that's how that works in terms of the news today. And just to kind of give you an idea of where BYU falls in terms of these linear television games, Kansas has the most of any team. That doesn't surprise anybody. They've got 19 games on linear television. Arizona, one of the newcomers, has the second most at 17. Houston has 14, and then BYU is part of four teams who are tied for fourth with the most at 13 games apiece. BYU's tied with Baylor, Cincinnati, and Iowa State each with 13 games on linear television. So all of the other games, by the way, that that they will not be on linear television will be on ESPN+. So you're going to be able to watch however you want, but that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. We will take a break, come back, have some post-game reaction from some of the players talking with Greg and Mark after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
What a fun night at the Marriott Center. My time is done. After the break, I promised you're going to hear from some of the BYU players. Greg and Mark are going to have some postgame interviews for you, and you will hear them next from the Marriott Center when we return to Cougar Postgame Live, brought to you by Big O Tires on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
It's game time, and you're in the locker room, ready to take the field. Suddenly, you notice a player you don't recognize. He's wearing your team's jersey, and he even knows your name. But you've never seen him before now. Would you trust this stranger with your team's playbook? That's exactly how phishing scams work. The first quarter of 2024 saw the highest volume of phishing attacks ever recorded. Protect your business with the Les Olson Security Suite from Les Olson IT. Learn more at lesolson.com.
When was the last time you had your teeth cleaned? Heart disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, dementia, and other inflammatory health conditions have been linked to periodontitis, a severe stage of gum disease. To help fight against gum disease and inflammatory health conditions, have your teeth cleaned regularly by a dentist or hygienist. To review the science behind these findings, go to visityourdentist.org. This message is brought to you by the eAssist Dental Health Education Foundation, reminding you that dental cleanings are essential for your health.
It's any card for the win right now at Mountain America Credit Union, which means it's time to score some cash, up to $500. Simply use any Mountain America debit or credit card now until October 31st, 2024, to be entered into a weekly giveaway for up to $500. Visit macu.com/anycard for official rules or to apply for your Mountain America card. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time.
Cougar Nation, your game day just got upgraded. Download the BYU Cougars mobile app and check out Game Day Mode, your destination for all things game day. Immerse yourself in the ultimate fan experience, including live highlights, rosters, and game notes. Elevate your in-game experience with interactive games and activations. Find the app now by searching BYU Cougars in the Apple App or Google Play stores and download today.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so back on Blue White Night, Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you courtside. There'll be a BYU player sitting down next to us momentarily, and then BYU head coach Kevin Young will join us for his first postgame conversation of the season. Before we get to our player interview, let's get to our Nu Skin data discovery of the game, brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. I'm going to go with the assist number tonight. I've combined the two box scores from the first half and second half. The first half game went 49-39 blue. The second half game went 32-20 white. So the rosters were all shuffled around. Not a lot of numbers make sense from a blue-white perspective in terms of teams. But total assists tonight, there were 30 assists on 51 field goal makes. So 58.8% assist rate. Not too bad, around 60%. So for a blue-white, I thought some good cohesion was shown. And a lot of buckets came with helpers tonight. And so we're going with the assist rate of 58.8% as our Nu Skin data discovery on this night.
Yeah, that shows, you know, obviously everything we talk about here is it's a blue-white scrimmage, so the numbers are a little bit skewed. But what it does show is some good chemistry between these guys. They trust each other. They're unselfish. And they strike quickly. I mean, there wasn't a lot of shot clock issues in this one. You're going, you're running, you're getting a quick shot, you're sharing the ball, and then you're going the other way. And so it was fun to see that.
Well, on this blue-white night tonight, a lot of things are a little different than they might be during a regular season game or even exhibition. We're actually going to pass on a player, get right to Coach Young after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, courtside here at the Marriott Center. Blue-white night tonight. The second half, 12-minute game, saw the Whites defeat the Blues 32-20. In the first half, they went the full 20, and the Blues beat the White by a score of 49-39. It's our first postgame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach Young, great to have you on the headset.
Yeah, no, glad to be here. That was a lot of fun.
What'd you like most about it tonight?
Just the energy, the vibes. I thought the guys really just had a great spirit about them, honestly. And so that was super fun to see. You know, practice sometimes can be a grind, and to see them out in this environment, you know, you hear about this building all the time, but you could kind of feel the energy. I thought our guys had fun out there.
Coach, first off, my first chance to get to meet you, welcome to BYU. On behalf of my fellow former players, we're thrilled to have you here, and thank you for coming here, and we're excited. We're behind you. And In this situation, it's a unique situation, a little scrimmage. But what, as a coach and your guys, and it's early in practices, what are you kind of trying to gain from a situation like this, a setting like this?
Yeah, I just think, you know, just our identity. Like, how do we want to play? You know, that's really the big thing that we're trying to establish right now. You know, I thought some of the big things are just offensive organization, spacing, and pace. I thought one of the teams in the first half was better than the other. The second half, you know, kind of similar. So just trying to get our guys super organized. And then on the defensive end, just knowing their assignment, knowing their job, knowing the game plan, and knowing the coverages and all the details behind it.
How valuable has it been for you to have some guys who have spent a few years already on this floor playing in this building and being part of Cougar basketball?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, even at halftime, I was telling, you know, something as simple as just a different rule in college versus the NBA. You know, coach can't call a timeout in live action play, right? And so I would just say, hey, I need you guys help with that. So that's just a small example, but just, man, it's comforting. You know, guys that have been there, done that. I think you saw it tonight. The game, you know, is slow for a guy like Foose. You know, he's always under control. He doesn't get rushed. You know, even though Richie plays at an incredible pace and just a madman in a good way out there, you still feel really confident, you know, with him out there. And so for me, it just gives me a lot of comfort and trust. And I thought even our young guys showed a lot of poise tonight, you know, in their kind of first outing out there as well.
Yeah, we could really run down the box score and give you every name, and you'd have something good to say about pretty much everybody we talk about. But Richie Saunders just finds a way to jump out by how he plays. The numbers are good for Richie, but how much does a coach appreciate a player like that?
Any coach in the country at any level would love having a guy like him on their team. You know, he does everything you want in terms of effort. You never have to worry about that. You know, sometimes he can overthink things, and I just try to encourage him to just use his instincts and just keep his motor going. And, you know, the way usually guys like that can't shoot, you know, and he's a guy that can shoot the heck out of it and bring that to the table. So that's a really big benefit for us.
Coach, I'm sure it's been a whirlwind of 6 months for you. Maybe what are some things, how's the transition gone? Do you feel comfortable? And I know you've got a great staff around you, but, I mean, it must have been a little bit overwhelming at times just bringing everything together, and you seem to have done a really nice job of doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling comfortable. You know, it has been a whirlwind for sure. So many things I'm learning each and every day on the fly, but you know, I'm anxious. You know, I'm anxious for the season to start. I'm anxious to get, you know, some games under our belt. You know, I need that just as much as the players need it. But I really couldn't ask for more. The support of this university has been tremendous. You know, my family's really enjoyed, you know, being here, being around, you know, what this school stands for. That's been really fun for me and my wife and my kids. And that part's made the job, you know, transition even smoother. And so, you know, so far so good.
We'll take a break. We'll get some closing comments with the coach. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with Coach Kevin Young after this on the new skin, BYU Sports.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
On Blue White Night, our closing segment with BYU head coach Kevin Young, Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside here at the Marriott Center. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, the right partner is Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. And Coach Young, we're going to look at your three-point number tonight, attempts number. You guys got up 58 threes in 32 minutes. Roughly half of the attempts tonight were threes. 58 of the 121 field goal attempts came from the arc. How big is that in your game plan?
That's really big. You know, we have talked a lot about that as a group in terms of, you know, what we want our shot profile to look like and getting up a lot of threes. I know has been a staple here in years past, and that's something that I definitely believe in. You know, we were all in the NBA. We were always urging our guys to shoot even more threes. And so, you know, I have a heavy belief in the analytics and how that can really help teams be super efficient offensively. And so I was happy with the number tonight. We obviously didn't make as many as we would have liked. You know, Trevin, he has a normal night. And, you know, that our overall three-point percentage is probably really good. So I was happy with that.
Your coach, obviously a lot of your history and training has been in an NBA professional-type environment. I'm just a little curious. You mentioned the threes. I know that's a big part of what you want to do, but do you anticipate having to adjust kind of how you've approached coaching in the past, or is this an NBA style that you want to bring here to BYU? I guess what I'm getting at is maybe just a hint at your coaching philosophy and what you want to accomplish here.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things we're tweaking. You know, a lot of this, I think more of it is honestly defensively. You know, there's a lot more I think you can do on the college level because of the floor is not as spaced, the lane's not as big, and so we're doing some stuff differently than I've ever done, you know, with how aggressive we're being in some of the pick and rolls. But, you know, offensively, I think there's tons of carryover. I think honestly, when I was in Phoenix, we had a number of college coaches who would come and watch what we were doing to try to take it to college, right? And so I think that we're definitely going to have a pro style offense. I thought it was on display tonight in a lot of different ways, and so I think you'll see a lot of NBA type stuff from us offensively.
He can't dunk everything. It only seems like he does. Kebakeda tonight.
Yeah, man, he's an unbelievable athlete, and honestly, you know, he's been a little up and down. You know, had a little injury early in the summer, but you know, he's a guy that when the bright lights came on, and I guess tonight they were only half bright because it was just a scrimmage. But you know, I think it was just interesting kind of seeing him in this environment, you know, where he kind of let loose a little bit more. And I was really impressed with what he did tonight.
All right, we're going to get back together in 3 weeks from tonight for your exhibition finale. How will that look different from tonight, if it will, before you get ready for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll be a little bit more streamlined with, you know, our rotations and who's playing. And I think that's clearly the biggest difference. I think hopefully we'll look a lot more organized. You know, we'll look a lot more comfortable out there in terms of what the assignments are defensively and offensively. I'm hoping our spacing looks much better. I thought tonight we got a little disorganized, and that's something that, you know, we've talked quite a bit about. So hopefully it looks a little bit better.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed our conversation tonight, we look forward to doing it many more times over the course of the campaign. We'll see you in a few weeks, and thanks for the time tonight.
No, thank you, guys. Coach, I'm really looking forward to having a great year with you guys as well.
Thank you, Coach. That's right. Kevin Young, and that'll do it for BYU basketball tonight. Thank you all for being with us on the BYU Radio app and at BYURadio.org. We thank our crew back at BYU Radio, James Finlayson and Terry South, Jason Shepard, our engineer Barry Squires. Appreciation to all those folks back there getting us and keeping us on the air. And Mark, well, it's back underway. We're doing it again.
Man, Christmas morning. This was Christmas morning. You got a lot of presents. You just kind of open them up. Cannon Catchings and Elijah Crawford and Yegor Damon and Boscovich. And, I mean, go down the list. And then you got the toys that you already know about,
the Richie Saunders and the Dallin Hall, Fusini Traore were fantastic. So this is a lot of fun. I can't now you're making me put my toys away for like 3 weeks. That's cruel. That's cruel. I want to I've started. Let's go. Let's get this going. But I think I can wait for 3 weeks, and then I think about this season. There's a lot to be excited about, but then you actually have to go out and play and perform, and I'm excited to see this team do that. And then being in this conference and being able to put the quality of team that I think this team is going to be on the floor in this conference is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it has begun with the Blue-White. It will continue in 3 weeks with Colorado Christian, the exhibition finale, and then the regular season will tip off on November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th, BYU home to Central Arkansas. Again, tonight was just a sneak peek, a little bit of a lid lifter, but showed so many promising things about the season to come, and we are thrilled to bring it to you. Our next game, the exhibition game, will be on the app and the website again, and then back on the full KSL, SiriusXM, the whole variety of platforms when the regular season gets underway. But thanks for tuning in tonight with us, and we look forward to being back with you 3 weeks from tonight. So for all those folks and for my partner Mark Durant, my name is Greg Wrubell, saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Provo, Utah.
Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, the Blues will possess in four, a lob up, and a throw down from Kaba Keita on the first play of the night. Saw number six getting a foul call. Mawut Mag misses beneath the basket. The rebound to Yegor Damian. Down floor Stewart beneath the bucket to Ketchings. Ketchings will wait, go up and hammer it. And Ketchings makes it 4-2. Long from the left corner. Offensive rebound for Foose. Back up with it and scores it. Fusini Traore with his first two. Into the mid-range, knocked out of his hands, gets it back, jumps it up and scores it. Cannon Ketchings, Townsend triple, Stewart down floor, Ketchings, three left corner, yes, Cannon Ketchings heating up. That's seven for Ketchings. Stewart now drives from the right, will scoop it up from the right block and get it to go. Trey Stewart, Mihailo will pick and pop and knock down the three-pointer. Mihailo Boskovic, and the Whites go back in front, 14-13 to score. First three for Mihailo, driving kick by Eli. And Trey Stewart knocks down the three in the left corner. Gives the Blues a 16-14 lead. Keita to Crawford for three. Elijah Crawford knocks it down. Underhand scoop to Boskovic. Long jumper, good. They're calling it a three. I thought the foot might be on the line. It's a three-pointer, though, for Mihailo Boskovic. He's got eight off the bench. Underhand scoop to Boskovic. Long jumper, good. They're calling it a three. I thought the foot might be on the line. It's a three-pointer, though, for Mihailo Boskovic. He's got eight off the bench. And the score is 21-21. A driving kick to Kozlowski, and Kozlowski knocks down the triple on the assist from Dallin Hall. Dallin Hall left wing. Underhand scoop to the trailer, Saunders. Saunders float and score. Richie. Again, craftily done for Saunders. He's got seven. Long strides. Left wing. Trey Stewart for three. Yegor Demian to Trey Stewart. Stewart knocks down the triple. Data operating at the bump. Damien whips it low to Richie Saunders, and the reverse lay-in and the foul. Chance for a three-point play. What a find from Yegor Damien. We're going to see a lot of those this year, I think. Stewart run into a Boskovic screen, top of the key. That was the oohing and aahing from the crowd. It ends up in a takeaway by the Blues, and Yegor Damien goes for the dunk and rattles it home on a foul. Yegor Damien elevates for the throwdown. Took a hit on the way up, and the ball rattled through the rim. Yegor bounced to his right. Terminate. Left wing Trevin Nell. Is this it? Yes, it is. First three for Trevin Nell. We're back in with a 12-second shot clock. Open for three is Trevin Nell. He sees it rim. Oh, it's a one-hand putback. Throwdown from Kaba Keita.
That was something.
3-2. The White lead the Blue. Richie drives, runs, floats, misses. Tries to get his own rebound and does on a reset to Hall straight away. Back to Richie. Wide open three. Pull, fire, score. Richie Saunders. Six straight to open the second half for White. Elijah cut off the mid-alley right straight away to Baker for three, and he knocks it down. Dawson Baker with his first field goal make of the night. It's a three-pointer top of the key. On the hammer from Cato. Good heavens. Yegor Demin to the slashing Kaba Keita. And he throws it down with one hand. And we've seen a lot of Keita getting up and throwing down tonight. Foos, a little push shot from 15, misses. Rebound to Yegor. Down floor Catchings. Yegor Demin and Cannon Catchings could be one and done guys. Oh my goodness. Cannon again. Cannon fire from three on the right side. Offensive rebound again for the Blue. Dawson Baker behind the back in the corner to Mawut Mag. Step back three. Knocks it down. Mawut Mag. Nice slip low from Richie. Takes the pass from Yegor and pops it up and in. Damien the assist and Richie Saunders 12 after halftime.
I just love Richie, man. He's just fun to watch.
19 plays, on the night for Richie.
He plays the basketball the way it should be played. It's fun.
Eli on the wing left. Up top to Mihailo Boskovic. Elbow jumper. Good. Mihailo had eight before the break. Boskovic's first two after halftime. Foos already has 1-3. Give him
yes!
two!
I love
two
it!
For Foos. Two triples for Fuseni Traore. Elijah Crawford with the steal. Takes it right to the hoop, waiting on Yegor. Wait, up and score for Elijah Crawford. His first two after the break. He scored five before halftime. And miss it. Put back hammer, why not? From Kayla Keita to end blue-white night. White over the blue, 32-20 after halftime. And that will bring us to zeros. And Blue White 2024 goes in the books.